is 603. So first item on the agenda is approval of the minutes from the December 12th meeting. I did look through them. I didn't see anything that like stood out. Did Judy give you
anything? Judy sent me a note. I don't know if she saw where I had it, but she where I had that Electra said she would be out in the commission members report. She wondered if we should put that in the section where it's setting the next regular meeting. But that's where it came up in the recording, so that's kind of why we put it there.
Okay.
But other than that, she didn't have any other corrections, so.
Okay.
Well, then I move we accept the minutes.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Public comment and items not on the agenda. We got nobody in the Zoom call. Everyone here has a report business. And my friends behind us will stay quiet, so we'll keep plugging along here. Airport construction projects.
1230, just kind of catching up on being gone for the last couple of weeks, but waiting for the FAA to do their flight checks. We've still got some light issues with the reels. We did reach out to the contractor earlier this week and haven't heard back for any major details. So
it's insane. Just totally insane.
It's not really the contractor's fault. It's all the manufacturer. We can't do anything without the right stuff from them. So
can't put in the bowls.
Well, I mean, it's the reels.
I know. Yeah, they were.
They didn't exist until now.
Oh, 12. Yeah, I was thinking these. Yes.
Yep. Pappies are sitting there dark as they can be.
Pappies are still dark. When the FAA does call, I think the general direction is we are going to have them do a flight check for the pappies. And maybe just pray the reels are ready at the same time. Otherwise, they'll come back a second time to do the reels. That way we can get the pappies on it.
Oh, that would be good.
I'm less worried about the reels because the reels don't give any flight information. They're just a visual, like they have the airport inside.
Yes.
They've got green bars anyhow.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of the general intent as soon as we hear from the FAA on flight check schedules.
Okay.
Solar power project, we're still generating power, still working with the contractor and city IT to get the monitoring station to actually record. It is recording, but it's not broadcasting what it's recording through the internet, so we can't see what we're doing.
That's too bad.
We're sorting out the networking issues with that. And I think we've got the things in place to do that. Just have to get people to do a couple of IP addresses and run with it. So,
okay.
Question about the snow on the panel. Did much stick at all? I didn't really observe.
I know when I came back on Monday, there was a panel that was about half covered, kind of right in the middle, that had snow or slushy stuff on it. But otherwise, they've been pretty clean. I haven't noticed anything.
My house, I had some panels facing south on one part of the roof and some facing east. East one stayed covered with snow until yesterday.
Yeah.
But this southern one's cleared up pretty as soon as there was some sun.
Yeah. Yeah. So far, everything we've had, it seems like they've cleaned off pretty quickly.
That's good. So I'm not sure. You don't have to go out there with a tall broom.
Yeah, I'm not super worried about it. And if it's just one out of the 300 we've got out there, I'm
more generous.
Yeah.
Iowa DOT grant projects, again, nothing on the table at the moment. They'll be due late April, early May, and next of the spring. Can't say next year anymore. and we'll have some time, I presume we'll have some time to talk with folks at the aviation conference coming up this spring as well. So we'll start getting those put together over the next couple of months to figure out what we're doing. This month is the budget meetings with City Council. I don't remember specifically when they are. I think it's on my phone here. First one is next week.
Yeah,
it is Monday. Yeah, Monday for the operations budget and the 22nd for the CIP budget. So I will be spending tomorrow making sure I have my budget memorized. Yeah, we'll take care of that. Management, the T-hanger lease. I did put in the packet the current lease that we use when somebody comes in and rents a T-hanger, and then the change accepted second version, just because it was cleaner and a little bit easier to read through without all of the track changes on it. It got real messy. But generally speaking, I think the language updates are up there. I changed the use of the hangar space. So 5A had a big revision. And that's where we put in the operational aircraft definition. The one thing that I wasn't sure of, and I think now my recommendation is to not mess with it, but for aircraft under active construction or repair, and specifically I was thinking of repairs, like somebody runs into a fence and their airplane is out of commission for a while. Do we want to put some type of timeline in there where they have X amount of time to get their airplane fixed and back up and running? It's going to turn monitoring airplanes into a full-time job itself.
Yeah,
So
I'd say not
I would
because repairs can like that repair probably took a year.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, not knowing all the things that can break on airplanes.
Meanwhile, the
It's
hangar is
just,
actually being used if the airplane has gone somewhere.
So,
We're
and
putting planes
generally,
in it.
yeah, generally that's what happens when airplanes are off getting repaired or under maintenance, like we're sliding something else in there at the same time. So, it's not a terrible issue. So I think, and on that end, everything else, I know we did some language cleanup, Jennifer and I.
Did under 5A, did you want to say anything about non-operational aircraft, about the lease sometime being canceled, as opposed to those that are actually under active
We
use?
have, I don't think so. I think in the front part, we still have the timelines for putting airplanes into hangars, and then if you sell an airplane to replace it, we have within the definition currently registered airworthy in flyable condition, which if you wanted to put a timeline like X amount of flights in the year or a number of flights in the year, we could do that. But the language right now just says flown to and from Iowa City periodically. And I think that's something that also protects the folks that are renting or renting hangars here, but also are based at other airports where they're here a couple of months out of the year, 6 months out of the year. They're at another location 6 months out of the year. So, and I think that balances everything out pretty well. And the other thing is, this is the year-long lease. Like, we're going to have multiple opportunities if we encounter something where we can go back and
I just want to make sure that we
revise.
have some legal basis to say, hey, wreck of an airplane that's been here for 5 years and you're not fixing it,
Well,
you're out of
it's,
here.
yeah,
I
it's
guess the
on.
other one would renew the lease, right?
We'd either not renew the lease or
Well,
if it's been broke for 5 years, it's not airworthy. So you've
yeah.
got that airworthy piece that's going to trigger.
Okay. That sound okay legally?
Yeah, so since both Warren and Ryan are tenants, you have to abstain as commission members, but can speak as members of the public. So Chris is the one that will have to make the decision about what how we move forward.
When we vote here, we can still talk.
You can't really engage in the discussion. So I
Oh,
guess to kind of, I mean,
okay.
so you can kind of make, I guess.
She'll feel a lot better if you go and sit one of those.
I'm talking about
I got it. Okay.
I mean, you can provide information, but not engage in the discussion.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I'm okay with the length. I think you're right. I think the language gives us several outs if we need to exercise it. I don't think that we need to be super explicit about time frame. Not looking to make you a hangar monitor. That's, I mean, you're already a hangar monitor. Not, we don't need it taken to an extreme, right? And I think this addresses some of the complaints that you raised before about, you know, trying to make sure that we're cycling people in.
I think so.
Yeah, I want to help for getting people out there, using it in the way that we want them to.
I think this piece was separate from me, but it was in along the same lines.
It was. You brought up, like, how are we going to deal with hanger clippings and,
yes,
and things like that. And so what I'm saying is, sure, I think the language gives us several avenues to deal with those.
Yeah.
And then Mike and I talked earlier today. I think the plan is that we'll work on getting this finalized, and then new leases will use this language. If a hangar opens up, they'll get this lease instead of the old one. And then in October, when the lease rolls over, when it's time to renew leases, they'll get the new language then. So in October, we'll have full coverage, and then anybody starting next month will be able to.
Yeah, so the general plan for here, assuming since Chris is the only one that can say yes.
Heavy is the crown.
What we'll do, we'll tighten up the grammar and stuff, because I know there's some typos and other things in here that didn't change. But we'll tighten up the lease here. We'll send it out to the tenants, and we'll invite them to either the February or March, depending on when I can get these sent out, meetings for basically a public comment period, if you will. And if anybody has any comments, then at the end of that month, I think that's when we'll start the formal, like, this is our template. This is what we'll use for here on forward for anybody that comes in between now and September when the renewal period starts. And then September, everybody gets the new version.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So
I think we were just looking for direction, yeah, if you wanted any, yeah, more language in that file.
I don't think so.
Okay.
That will take care of our headlines. Next up is the one I've been promising you guys for a while. I told you they've been working on something. For like 3 years, I've said they're doing something. So here we are. We have a proposed lease with the Iowa National Guard for some additional ground around the reserve building. They are still in the process of taking over the building. The government still controls the ground lease to that. They want a little bit more square footage to begin in July. Basically, the lot's going to go back to a glorified parking lot, so I'm not super pleased, but it is a lease that's going to net us $9,000 a year.
That's all inside their fence.
It's outside their fence. If you look at page
36.
Yes. So 36 and 37 are the two areas they're leasing. The 36 is their exclusive lease, so they can do what they want with the ground. 37 is a shared entry drive. So they just wanted to be able to have access up on the north end so they can make the turn. So it becomes a shared drive with the airport and the garden. But otherwise, it's roughly about an acre of ground additional. It does cut out like 5 rows of corn on that south end that the farmers have been planting. And they have to give us notification when they actually get ready to build or modify the area so we can terminate that piece of ground from the farming lease, so we don't have to pay the farmer for any lost, damaged crops.
And that's kosher with the Farmers National,
yeah,
agreement that we have.
Yeah, what would happen is when we make the follow-up agreement, when they give us that notice, we just specifically exclude that area. So,
okay.
So yeah. It's about 60 feet deeper than it currently is.
Roughly, yeah.
And does that impose at all in any potential hangar?
No. I'm going to say no, because it doesn't impose with anything that I would have planned. Now, in the grand scheme of things, if somebody wanted to build like 100 by 100 in the area, yeah, it would negate that. And there's not a whole lot of places you could put 100 by 100 in anything. But it's going to limit, especially on that west side where that fence line is,
Anything where, like where Ockenfell's box hanger is,
yeah,
it's going to basically limit everything to being that. You're going to have a 60 foot deep hanger instead of like being able to do an 8 foot deep or something like that.
And what's the advantage to us of doing this?
$10,000 a year.
I mean, they wouldn't renew the lease if we didn't do this.
There is no lease. I mean, the ground lease is still the federal government's for the next 37 years.
This is additional.
Yeah, so this is additional.
Yeah, because the building.
Yeah, we get no revenue off the road.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. All right, then we should go.
Five rows of props, 10 grand.
Yeah, so
if we can build another Ockenfell-style hangar with this, then...
I would love to be able to do that. So with this, actually, because of the length of the lease, it does require a public hearing. So tonight, your resolution is to set the public hearing for next month.
Okay.
And then we'll do a public hearing and a formal vote on the lease next month.
And what is the length?
30, initially 2 years with 6 5-year options.
And does the lease amount go up with CPI?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, there is a inflator for every year old period.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that won't be until 30 years though, right?
No.
Oh, I thought it was for 30 years, but renewed every year.
The initial term of this lease is 2 years.
Oh.
They then have 5-year options to get them to 35 years. So
okay.
I guess it'd be 7.
Okay.
And every 5 years when they exercise a new option, CPI inflator kicks in and they get a new rate.
Okay.
So it starts at 9,500. In 2 years, it'll go up by whatever the CPI is. And then every 5 years after that, it'll go up.
All right. Well, then I move we make a resolution setting a public hearing for the ground lease agreement for the State of Iowa Armory Board.
Second. All right. Roll call. Warren.
Aye.
Brad.
Aye.
Chris.
Aye. So if they store things there, do we assume responsibility for things that they spill there as well? Or would they be responsible? Because I assume they're going to park machinery.
Yeah. They're responsible for that.
Okay.
Artillery shells.
Well, yeah. I mean, it flows into the soil with gas.
Yeah. And they do have to comply with the FAA regulation. That's incorporated into the lease.
So they won't go the right to it.
No. events, I haven't populated any events because the moving dates haven't been announced, and working on filling out the rest of the calendar for Young Eagles. They don't get back for another month or month and a half. If Matt was here, we are going to have Ford Tri-Motor and the other EAA airplanes come for a few couple of days. I just don't remember when.
Sweet.
So we have, we've got another thing that Matt's primarily been working on. They're doing it through Jet Air.
Okay.
But so.
Another got pulled in time.
Sitting in the front.
Sitchy.
The guy's an NEI. He loves it. So,
yeah.
I might have to do
well. Fantastic.
I've got half an hour in my logbook of Ford Truck Work Plan.
I think I would love to set like that.
And what's
even better is you're not even going 2 inches, you're just skipping straight.
Yeah.
So,
if you lose 1 inch, it's not as bad. Yeah. Especially if you lose a center inch.
That's cool. Let us know.
Yeah.
As soon as you have dates, let us know because I need to put that on my own.
I know Matt told me what it was. I just went on. I didn't remember until I was like, oh, yeah, that's what's going on. We will communicate that. Otherwise, FBO, flight training reports, I don't have anything from that. I did put the maintenance report into the packet, but otherwise, I mean, I know you guys have been doing a little bit of cleanup, and I didn't hear any complaints for any of the recent snows that we've had, so must be, didn't get a lot. They got it pretty well taken care of, so
We've been lucky so far.
So far. Need to keep her, keep that luck rolling. Yeah.
You can all report something.
Nothing to.
Yeah, we can hope something, but any new advisory circulars that we need to be aware of or
not
in the grass
curves.
Probably find out some of the things. That's not going to take a call out of yours. Eric or something would restart this as a commercial airport.
Anything from you, Mike?
Nothing terribly dramatic. IPAA is doing their the Iowa Airports Association is doing the legislative reception that we do every year on February 26th. So I will be attending that, and we'll be out of the office. So we'll do a combined board of directors meeting that day as well, because that's usually the MO. Other than that, April is the state conference over in Okoboji, and yeah, that's all I got coming up for now. Okay.
All right, next meeting is February 13th. I will not be here.
I will.
Or be there, I guess. Here. Yes.
Pending the other two, we'll keep it for the 13th. And if for some reason I hear that we won't have a quorum, we'll sort it out.
You can probably more or less count me out if we have to reschedule it because I'm here for 2 weeks. So
cool.
Are you going to have Valentine's Day if you're ever there?
That's Friday. I had the whole weekend to deal with Valentine's. It's Valentine's weekend.
He's going to need the 13th to get ready for the 14th.
Yeah.
I'm taking the whole week off. All right.
I will be here.
All second. All favor?
Aye.